Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Avoid the Day, a new nonfiction in two movements by Jay Kirk, read by Andrew Iden. Alla tia mortota, philos de Alexa to thymos. Homer. I am the absence of field. This is always the case. Wherever I am what is missing. Mark Strand. 1. From the cliffs, panning down, behold the stillness of the valley in the pre-dawn darkness, pierced now by the northbound Montrealer. The locomotive's headlight, like a shot of morphine, sliding through the sleepy forest canopy, a rapid wedge of illuminated treetops flying ahead like a ghostly manta ray, escorting the train to its rendezvous point at the tiny depot just over the bridge, where the tracks cross the dog leg of the Dog River. From our craggy outlook, also, now behold a more sinuous thread of light. A car coming from the opposite direction, winding downhill, arriving at the depot just ahead of the train. A woman steps out of the car in a thick winter coat, despite it being late July. Her driver, clearly unhappy to be playing chauffeur this early in the morning, steps forward to smoke as they wait. The woman stands by the car, let's say it's a 1939 Ford Deluxe, looking more flamboyant or nervous would be hard to say. The driver listens to the pulse of crickets and burble of river until the volcanic approach of the locomotive obliterates the meadow and the river and everything for miles around as it comes seething into the depot. The woman hurries forward to greet a younger, clearly frantic woman helping a wispy, half-dead-looking man who only groans, but with the same peculiar accent as his employer. The driver drags the luggage off the Pullman, hauling several boxes as heavy as if packed with earth. He's used to hauling heavy things now for this woman. She actually had him haul a piano up to the second-floor guest room in preparation for this mysterious guest, even though there was already a grand piano in the downstairs parlor. The two women practically have to carry the foreign gentleman to the car, where he collapses on the back seat, clutching at his shoulder in agony. And his employer snaps for him to go, to hurry, as if they were trying to beat the rising sun. As they climb back up the steep hill, past the chauffeur's own place, a barn at the bottom of the private drive, the composer looks pale and catatonic in the rearview mirror, flinching at the branches that scrape like talons against the window. Seeing the great house at the top of the hill, lit up like a riverboat on the Danube, is reminiscent to the composer of the mountain sanatoriums he had gone to since a child for a lifetime of unspecified ailments, though, of course, the driver cannot know that. And the house is not a sanatorium. The woman, Agatha Illes, later Facet, had bought it out of her own nostalgia for the Hungarian countryside. She hoped Bela would feel the same. She had not known him in Budapest. Of course, she had known of the great Bela Bartok, who was a virtual myth and cult in his native land, however vaguely known here, but had only come to know him and his young second wife, Dita, in New York as a member of the emigre community. Agatha had fled Budapest several years ahead of the Bartoks, on the eve of Nazi occupation, and had helped them settle and find a furnished apartment, and in the process, had become close friends with Dita. This being the Bartoks' first summer as exiles, and knowing how New York rattled Herr Bartok's fragile nerves, Agatha had invited them to come to Vermont. She knew Bela to be difficult, aloof, imperious, and sometimes even cruel, but she was shocked to see him in the state he had arrived. Dita, she thought, did not seem entirely herself either. Ordinarily it daunted her how the master's eyes seemed to look right through her, but as he entered her house now, his senses seemed somehow turned perfectly inward, so that he did not appear to take in much of anything, and without uttering a word, he had not spoken since hobbling off the train, he went to his room and did not show his face again for 2 days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?